Now, Vav Amud Aleph, V'dilma Tumah Megavai, V'lo Bein Halana, since that in between the trees, V'lo Nechash B'Makom Tumah, therefore you did not plow where the Tumah was found. V'subachad She'en Oimnim B'Shur Achas Sabav Gun, they're not standing in one row around the borders. Elam U'Ravin B'chol Asada, they're mixed all in the field. V'vadi Nechash Kol Asada B'Shvil Eilanas, for sure, the whole field was plowed on behalf of the trees. And since the demarcation of the grave is right next to the trees, for sure the tomb is in between the trees, and it was plowed over for the trees, the use of benefit. Because the student is an expert in these things. Motza even achas mitsuyenes besid with lime tachteha underneath it. Tummy and tummy. It will be Maria Zokin. And from my Maria Zokin Rashi says even achas mitsuyenes sheish sid al gabo. You want a stone that is demarcated that has sid on top of it. The ainot zerch laharchik atziyum and even you don't have to distance the demarcation from the stone. Lefisha even govaya al gabe karka, because the stone is already standing above the ground. But right as it's on miyad, koidim shehu nogea boy. And the person will see the demarcation immediately before he touches the stone. Amu besada, but in the field, marchikin lo tzion besamachin, in the field, you will distance the demarcation right next to the tumo, the zimnin lo chazi tzion ad osi v'nagam mal, until the person will, because sometimes the person won't see the demarcation until he comes and touches and does a hole over the grave. Shtayim mitzuyonos tachteim. They have a demarcated underneath them, tachteim tummy. They're demarcated, two of them, then underneath them is tummy. Avol b'neim, but between them, im yesh sid b'neim, if they have sid in between them, ala aretz on the ground, then tummy. It is tummy, d'mishum tzion, because the sid on the ground is to be a demarcation. Avol gavdolek acharish, shaloi charash b'neim, you did not plow in between them, but elm ever tar, it's still tar, ki like a sid, even when there is no sid. Even though there is no sid, because he made the demarcation on the stones on each side, he did not care about making demarcation in between them. And you say that when there's no plowing, it's tummy. And when you have the sid poured on top of the stones, and it's like broken up in between them on each side, it is as if it was plowed, machus chereshu, the ikuf is because of the plowing that it got peeled off. Shenikuf min havanim benachlu sham meinim, because it got peeled off the stones and fell in between them. But tar and therefore it's going to be tar. Ilo sid, the meinim beinihu, and if not, then it's the sid in between them. Umachus seal nasa sham, and it's because of the demarcation that was made there, the hudiyah to teach you, to tell you, sheish gam beinim tumah, even between them there is tumas meis. Eim archikin seal umachum tumah. Therefore, you demarcate all four borders. Did the hay call us and then it was that the whole field will be tummy. And on the demarcation on one side, one border is not enough for all of it. Because we don't distance a demarcation from the place of the tumah. So in order that the Jews will bring the tshuva of their new shekel on Nisan, and Nisan Jidechse b'chodshai, which we learn now, the chodshai hashana chodash v'havali karban mitshuva chodash. That for the new month, the first month of the new year, you should bring the karbanos from the new shekelim. V'krachan hamukap muhamim mercy yishuv benun, have been walled since the times of yishuv benun. V'em mikvayis v'es mikvayis mayim shel memso. The mikvah of 40 says, "Shechaytin lasam in a zevel, shenech lasezach on kol yomos hagasham." That you are clearing it out from all of the dirt and mud that fell into it the whole winter. V'hai de lo baruch nami begomar asher masnisin detani. And that which the Gemara does not ask on the rest of Mishnah, which was mentioned, umasakna drachim, you fix the roads and barachovels in the streets. V'chol shemoy and chol shemoy. V'hochatan betuba adar. And here we're saying it's on the 15th adar. Mishnah de la pircha. Who is not a question? The bedin who the mesakin who traces them. It makes sense to have to fix it twice. The mesakin beduba adar when you fix on the 15th of adar, also the shaman rain comes afterwards, makalkalim and ruins them again. But hadar and mesakin lehu bechol shamoid, you need to go back and refix it on the cholamoid. I will a client, but on the client came the akalu who legarmi bechamisha also adar. Once you completely uprooted them on the 15th of adar, lomali lemeifak bo bechol shamoid. Why do you have to go back out on the cholamoid? Well, hachi kabay, and therefore they asked about client. Kam bebachir, kam beapple. Al bechiros yotzim b'tesva ba'adr. On the earlier crop, you go out on the 15th of Adar. Al afelos on the later crop, b'chol shol moed, but the Pesach, you go out on chol moed the Pesach. B'zram al atbul yotzim b'tesva ba'adr. For wheat, you go out on the 15th of Adar. Shekodim in the yirakos, because they grow before the vegetables. Lo yishadu de'ein yotzim aleim koidim adar. You don't go out before Adar, but koidim chol shol moed, before chol moed. Mishum schar pa'ula de mos de gabon. Kler means to say, she yachal liskar pa'ilim bazui, because you can hire workers for cheap. Lefisha ain't no iskum b'malacha b'chol shemayim, because they're not working chol moed. Shema minam b'daskin and liskar pa'ilim bazui, that we try to make, we hire workers for cheap. Ki avina lehu schiris l'payalim, the butli kalayim, when you give the money to the payalim, who are taking care of the kalayim, the isal kadaitach midideo, the balabayis yahav lehu, that the owner has to pay for it. Amai yoitzim lehachi b'chol shemayim, mishum schar pa'ilu, levat. Why do we go out on Chol HaMoed in order to, because of the cost of the work? Levat l'b'chol's mind, you get rid of it any time. Afal gav d'leka schar p'ulo b'zol, even though you don't have cheap workers. V'chol ma'ad d'boi l'meisav l'hu, and then whatever he has to give, he'll give. El mishum esal l'shkei avina, it must be that we give from the base of Mikdash, v'chol kamad d'metzin l'tzamse, most the hektish avina, as much as we can, not, we can save on the money for hektish, we try to save. V'ad kamad havi klayim d'chayiv levat, how much klayim do you need to have in order to be chayiv to get rid of it? Davav, Omid Beis. Rubaiva Hakav Echad Mechavta al Basa. It's a quarter of a kav, which is 1/24 of a saw. Chachik Asin Yimait Shim Zera Rubaiva Hakav. If you planted the quarter of a kav, Yimaten Novi Akren, you gotta lessen it and uproot it. For a tiny call, so the Kulova Atamati, you might, you said, just to get rid of it. Shemanachshin Sidozen, Shluchi Bezim Shalahen, Shluchim Bezim from their own, to get a Shinot and a Klaim, Elov Misnachash, when I take the Klaim and it comes out that it was deweeded. Masnisin the Mishnah. Moshe Kamayim the Ilan the Ilan. The Havi Kastei Beis Hashlochem, because it's like a Kastei Beis Hashlochem field and needs irrigation. The Pesed the Yisera Ika, because and there's a large loss. Avolo Yashke Es Asad Kulo, but you shouldn't water the whole field. Stay Beis Habal, that is a field that gets rainwater. Zeram Shalol Shasal Lefnei Amoyed. Shalol Hayim Alumdin Lishdos Tamed Lefnei Amoyed. They weren't used to constantly being watered before Yom Tov. Lo Yashkem Amoyed. The whole Velo Mashkel Lehu Tadeh Lefnei Amoyed. Since you weren't constantly worrying them before Amoyed, the Yom Tov, Lo Havi Leib Seyde, it's not going to be a loss. Ilo Mashkel Lehu Amoyed if you don't water it on Chol Amoyed. V'chom Matirim B'zeh B'zeh L'Hashkos Es Kol Asod Kula, to water the whole field. L'Hashkos B'moyed Zeram Shalol Shasal Lefnei Amoyed. And to also water on Chol HaMoed, seeds which had not been watered before the Yom Tov. V'hai Chachamim, hainu Rabbi Meir. These Chacham over here, that means Rabbi Meir. The Amar Leil, who said earlier, Mashkun Mimeno, if you listen to the Mesa Baal, that you can water even a stay base Habal. Gemara the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Had Amar Rabbi Elazar, which Rabbi Elazar said, Avol Loi La'yashka Es Asad Akut, that you can't water the whole field. Avol Im Ha'yis Asad Metunenes. It was Asad Metunenes, which is Leicho. The Yavsha, it was moist and then it dried out. Then Mutalashka, so then you could water it. Avakav to Havi Stay Beis Habal, even though it was a Stay Beis Habal. Why they came in the Havi Lecha Ad Hashem, since it was moist until now. Ilo Mashkalo, if you don't water it, Havi Pseid, you say there's going to be a big loss. Stay Grit, Yavsha, Yavesha Me'olam, it was always dry. Shein Tzarech Lashka, so there's no reason to water it. Bezeb, Bezeb, Stay Grit, if I had a always dried out field, Ubezerv Shal Shasal Lefnei Amoyed, and then seeds which had not been watered before Yom Tov. Tarbitza Gina is a garden. Shari le Tarbutzi le Zalif le Amayim to pour in the water. Avakav de Lekab Seyde, even though there's no loss. Le Tarbutzi is the Hashkos. That means the water. Loshon Eim Echab Neim Arbitzin. You're not going to sweep or wash the floor. Haino Hashko Porta means a little bit of water. Kadeshi Yotzu Yerokos, that the vegetables should start to grow. Gutum Mefarsh Be'idich Breisa. Le Kamei is going to explain in a later Breisa. Umashkin and Haino Hashko. Umashkin that is watering. Hashko Gemurah Shal Beis HaShlochem, that is complete, full-fledged watering of a Beis HaShlochem. Afla Shabihor for the Lekab Seyd, there's no loss. Afil Hochin, even still, Shari Lashkaisa, Kach Ul Hashpicha, you're still allowed to water it this way and to make it grow better. Hochinami, begin the Marbitz and Sotu in the garden, you can be, do Harbatz of the small watering. Stay Lovim, Beis Habal, that is a field which gets from, survives from rain water. Ha, the Katani that we said, Avo Lo Yashkum, Bamay Yashin, ward them on Cholomoyd, Hainu Rabbi Lazar and Yaakov, that's Rabbi Lazar and Yaakov, Damar, who says, Avo lo yashkes kolos adukuli. You can't water the whole field. B'hadu tani bein b'moyd bein b'shvius, which is whether it's on chol moed or shmita. Haynu chacham es chacham the material lahashkes afil kolos adat to permit you to water even the whole field. Kadesh yotzu b'shvius. Avo lo yashke b'shvius. Kadesh yotzu b'shvius. But you shouldn't water on shmita in order for it to grow during shmita. Masnisin the Mishnah. Sudden he should stay at Elam by Moyd and Nation have seen him by Kadako Shain Serh Lashanus. But say that you have to do with an abnormal way of trapping. Ubishu is Avogan and Sakin Sudden, even though you're fixing up the field. But stay at Elam, Sud Kadako, you can trap normally with Nation Hefs and Marubahu because there's a large loss. Ubistay Lovan, Shlok Kadako, Ainu Yokolotsu Kadako, but stay Lovan. And you can't trap them the normal way in a stay love in a wheat field. Mishum the lo mafsik kol hay because it's not such a loss, but it doesn't cause such a loss. But stay love in a wheat field. Umakrin es appears such im noflam excessive. Some of it fell down. The choizer uminasak the moid. You can refix it on cholomoid. Ubishvi is boyne kadakom mitchila originally. Afakav the mechsi the oven into rustle the peri. Even though it looks like you're trying to guard your fruit. Gemar the gemar berish ein la einaim the choifer bekarka and digs in the ground. Micro the ishus berish ein la einaim. Then ishus is a creature that does not have eyes. The chsiv kemoy shavlul chamas. Thomas, Yehalech Shavul Shikaren Limsin. It's a chilazon. Chamas Yehalech Kolarman means to say because Shuyaitza Chutzul Marinat. He comes out of its sack. Rirus Neflus. Many of these little pieces that come fall off it. Adshehu Nimuach. But makes until it dissolves and dies. Thomas is Kamoy. The Namas is like to melt. Nafal Eshes Bal Chazul Shemesh Kolarman. It means to say Kach Ishus. So the Ishus Neflus Pitom La'aris. They fall suddenly to the ground. Umaisin and they die. Dilo Chazul because they can't see. Because they smell the dirt, and they don't recognize that dirt. They came to Ika Hefsek Mayim Bein Hani Tarti Churi Nemolim. Since there is a gap of a separation of water between these two ant holes, Emakirin Hani Ba'Ofer Dehani. Then each one does not recognize the other dirt. Gesher is a bridge. Gamlish Ainlo Gesher is not a bridge. Elo Meneser Echad is just one board in, over it. Umitzer Adayin Katan Megamlo is even smaller than a Gamla. In Yochol Lahalich Alav, you can't walk on it. Elo Kishikoshin Chevel Echad Mishnei Ivri Hanar. Mishnei, you say this, unless you're going to tie a rope on both sides of the river with two pegs. But Oichsim, but you're going to hold on to it. But Hochanal Oisa Gesher. So you're going to walk while holding on to in that really narrow bridge. If they have any one of these things, then Makir and Hani Bukhuri, the Hani, then they will, each one will recognize the dirt from the other hole.